First Corinthians chapter 13, if you'd like to stand for the reading of the word. I'm going to start reading here. Let's look at verse 9. Let's start at verse 9. And it said, "For we know in part, and we prophesy or preach in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child,
yep.
Understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then
yes.
face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known."
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. You can be seated. That's all the reading we'll do as for right now. But now here, the apostle is telling us we're going to have a far greater understanding in heaven than we do now.
Right.
Yes.
And he uses two illustrations to illustrate his point. The first one, of course, he said, when I was a child. Now, how many remember Brother Benny talking about that scripture? He had admonished us. He'd sort of whip us with that scripture, especially if he's playing ball. He said, you all could be doing something useful. He said, you could be praying or something. They're about there carrying on that foolishness, he said. he'd use this scripture. He'd say, when I was a child. In other words, he'd say it's childish stuff. Amen. But he'd say, put away that stuff when he become a man. But what this scripture really means is, when we get to heaven, our knowledge and understanding will be as much greater, and it'll be way more than this, but this was the illustration Paul used, as much as an adult is from an infant.
Right.
Amen. An infant or a toddler. It shows he's talking about a very, very small child in the fact that he said, I spake as a child. Amen. Now, it ain't too bad when you hear a baby say, dad, dad, mama. Amen. But if you hear a 40-year-old say, dad, dad, mama,
yeah.
So that ain't right. Amen. There's something not right there. Amen. But Paul said, our knowledge, amen, will be like that. Amen. Increased as much. A baby don't know the facts of the world, working and paying bills and getting along in life and all the things. Amen. That go into living a life. Amen. But we as an adult know so much. They really don't know anything. They're so dependent.
Yeah.
Amen. But when we get to heaven, our knowledge will be infinitely increased. It'll be infinitely better.
Yes.
Amen. And we'll see, praise God, more clearly. His second illustration is, we see now through a glass darkly.
Yes.
He's talking about a mirror. That word glass, they didn't have glass mirrors. They didn't have a perfect image. Their mirrors were polished metals.
Yeah.
Polished brass. And they'd look into it, and they'd have an image, but it'd be distorted. It wouldn't be a perfect image like we have today.
Right.
It'd be cloudy. It'd be distorted. It'd be blurry.
Yeah.
And they'd have to make out the best they could. Amen. They may not be able to see the hair out of place and things like we can see today. We see a perfect image, but they couldn't see that. And Paul was using it. I can't see plainly right now like I'd like to. I don't know him, amen, like I'd like to. But when I get up there, he said, I will know even as I am known. We're going to see God face to face. We're going to see Jesus face to face. We're going to, amen, know him, amen, perfectly just like he knows us. Amen. That's what the Bible teaches. It said it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he does appear,
yes.
We shall be like him.
Right.
We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Yes.
I love that, don't you? That's what John said, the revelator.
Yes.
Yes.
Paul said over in Philippians a wonderful scripture. I've always loved it. He said, he shall change our vile body and fashion it like unto his glorious body. I'm talking about we're going to have perfect knowledge. Amen. I'm telling you, there ain't going to be no dementia over there. There ain't going to be no Alzheimer's over there. We'll never forget a thing. Amen. Just like we'll have a perfect body, we'll have a perfect heart. There won't be no more heart trouble. There won't be no more cancer. I'm telling you, we'll have a perfect mind. We'll know, amen, even as we're known. We'll know each other. Praise God, there's scripture all through the Bible. I told Bert, I said, well, I guarantee you there's scriptures I never, ever, amen, even tied to the subject. If you get looking at it, we've overlooked a lot of things.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. That's
right. That would tell us, praise God, that we're going to know each other. And we're going to know everything, praise God, about each other.
Right.
I'll tell you what. They said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I was talking to these guys coming up here. Hey, amen. And I talked to their mom and dad. You know, Sawyer, and he used to call a bottle a lala. And when Tucker got old enough to say anything, he called his a lala. I want a lala. Hey, amen. Child talk.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. Kaylee called... Pioneer Woman. Kelly couldn't collect that Pioneer Woman stuff. Kelly called it Pi Norman. She said, Mom said, you're always buying that Pi Norman stuff. they don't like this stuff. Oh, my goodness. But when I was a child, I spake as a child.
Yeah.
Amen. But we're going to have, praise God, a brand new understanding.
Yes.
It's going to happen, amen,
right,
just as quick, praise God, as our new bodies come. Amen. I'm telling you what, we're going to know more than we've ever known before.
Right.
Praise God, we're going to have a better body. We're going to have a better mind. Amen. The mirrors, amen, that day was crude. Amen. They wasn't perfect. But thank God, amen, in that life, in that time, in that day,
yeah,
we're going to have a perfect mind, a perfect body. We'll have perfect understanding.
Yes.
That's what he's saying, amen. I'm telling you what. You know, another thing, you can look at the Bible said, remember when the disciples went out and casting out devils and healing diseases and they came back, Brother Tom, they said, boy, the devils are subject to us.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jesus said, Brother Charles, he said, don't rejoice over that. Right. Brother Ronnie said, rejoice because your name's written down. Oh, I felt that.
Oh, yeah.
I felt him breathe on me right there, Brother Tom.
Holy, holy.
We're going to retain our identity.
Yes.
My name's written up in heaven, around the throne.
Yes,
my name is written on the cornerstone. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you what, how many remembers being in school? They call row every morning. One of these days, praise God, old Gabriel may be standing there calling row. If he says Curtis, Brian, Cordell, Brother Ron, I'm going to say here, amen. Here, praise God. I'll always be Curtis, Brian, Cordell. I know the Bible talks about we're going to have a name that nobody knows about. But that's going to be a special name only between you and Jesus. There's going to be a special touch. There's going to be a special relationship between us and him. But in general, I'm going to be Curtis, Brian, Cordell. My name's already written down. Your name's already written down. We're going to retain our identity. Amen. For eternity. Well, would you praise him? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. My goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! The disciples, they went with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Jesus was turned white as snow, whiter than any fuller could get cloth.
Right.
A fuller was a clothes washer in that day.
Yeah.
But Peter and James and John was up on the mountain with Jesus. And Sister Ruthie, they looked up there and they said, well, there's Jesus. And then they said, Brother Tom, there's Moses.
Yeah.
And there's Elijah.
Come on.
Now look, Moses had been dead, for over 800 years. No, Moses, 1,300 years. Elijah, 800 years. Elijah didn't die, but he'd been gone. I'll say it like that.
Yeah.
He'd been raptured for over 800 years, and Moses for over 1,300 years. They had never laid eyes on Moses.
No.
They had never laid eyes on Elijah. How did they know that was Moses and Elijah?
Yes.
I'll tell you how, because we're just going to intuitively understand that when they was in that anointing, when they was in that place in the Lord, they looked up and they said, there's Moses and there's Elijah. Thank God. I'm telling you what, we're going to know each other by name. I said we're going to know each other by name. We're going to know, praise God, one another. Amen. It ain't over yet. When Paul said, amen, don't sorrow. When our loved ones leave us, amen, via death. When they go on, amen, to be with the Lord. When they're saved, amen, Paul said, sorrow not. Sorrow not as others who have no hope. I'm telling you, it ain't over. It ain't done with. It's just good night, amen. Gonna be good morning forever after a while. Glory. It ain't over yet. We're gonna walk with them again, Brother Tom. We'll hold them again. We'll walk hand in hand with them, Brother Ron, down the streets of gold. Oh, I'll tell you, I was so young, goofy at times. You know how I was, hard-headed. But I'll tell you, Brother Ron, I have a few regrets. Your mommy helped me a lot. Your mommy prophesied to me when I needed it. Your mommy, Ela Mahala Mahola Mahai. We was in a prayer meeting over at Wetzel Fields' house. My eye had been hurting, I don't know how long. Weeks, water and hurting. All of a sudden, Sister Evans, you know how she did? She got saying, there's somebody here and your eye's been hurting and it's been watering and it's been doing like this. And she described it to a T. I said, that's me, Sister Evans. She laid her hands on me and prayed and the Holy Ghost moved on her and she said, that's an optic nerve. When the Holy Ghost lifted, and you know she was country as cornbread. She said, I didn't even know there was such a thing as an optic nerve. Oh, and God healed me. You know what I believe I'll do when I see her? I'm going to know who she is. I'm going to say, thank you, Sister Evans. Thank you, Sister Evans. When me and Bert was dating way before we was married, Sister Evans prophesied. She said, you're going to win souls together. You're going to win souls together. We have. We have. Amen. I'm telling you what. I said, I got some regret. I wish I'd have told her more how much I appreciate her before she left here. I wish I'd have showed her more respect. Amen. I'll tell you what. One of these days, I'm going to have a chance to make it. Wow! We're going to have a chance to make it up. Amen. It ain't over yet. They're not gone forever. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. My goodness. I'm telling you what. We're going to see them again. We're going to know them again. Amen. Look what 1 Thessalonians scripture we quote all the time about the rapture. Amen. Jesus himself shouted to him in heaven and shouted, what's our great trouble, God? Amen. The dead in Christ shall rise first.
Right.
The dead in Christ shall rise first. That's their body.
Yes.
Their souls with the Lord right now.
Right.
Yeah.
But it said, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. With them. In the clouds.
Yeah.
To meet the Lord. in the air. And so we shall ever be with the Lord. Then what does it say? Wherefore comfort ye.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Then we'll have him again.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Shut up, Oko Shantana Makaya. We'll hold him again. We'll fellowship again.
Yes, God.
There'll be no end this time. There'll be no dark places. There'll be no dark clouds, amen, of sickness. There'll be no dark clouds of death. There'll be no funerals. There'll be no separation. We'll have pure fellowship and pure love. Praise God, and pure, amen, freedom. Oh, amen, to enjoy forever and forever and forever. Praise God. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Amen. Here's one scripture that I got a hold of, Brother Ron, that I never equated with this subject in all my days. But when I just started looking for them, amen, I text this to Brother Russell. Amen. It said, how many remember what David done when that boy, that baby, was sick and dying?
Yeah, that's good.
He laid flat on his face. He fasted 7 days and begged God to heal him. But God didn't heal him. God took him.
Yes.
But what was the words of David?
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't make a lick of sense, would it? If he wasn't going to know who he was.
Right.
If he wasn't going to know, if he wasn't going to be able to identify him, he could have never said these words. David said, I can't bring him back, but I can go to where he's at. I can't bring him back, but I'll see him again one of these days. I'll hold him again one of these days. Amen. We'll walk again one of these days. Praise God. When Neil Bridges died and he went to heaven, had that heart attack, he saw Brother Leon Buzzard. Brother Leon Buzzard had a catchphrase. He was the same Leon Buzzard in heaven as he was on earth. And oh man, when Brother Neil got up there, he said, well, sweet Lamb of God, if it ain't Neil Bridges. I'm telling you what, Brother Bridges, amen, got resuscitated. And God brought him back. And he said, I'll tell you one thing. Brother Buzzard made the landing safe. I've already seen him. I've already smoked him. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to see him again. I've got a sweet mama over there. I've got a great mama over there. I've got loved ones over there. We're going to know him, amen. Look at praise, amen. We'll know him, amen.
Praise God.
Oh, glory be to God. Elam, halam, halam, holam, hi. Elam, halam, holam, hi. Woo, I'm telling you what. There's a place. Those that are passing, those that are leaving this world, there is a place for a certain space of time that they're occupying both worlds for a little time. They're in both places. When Kay Brown was dying, Brother Lloyd went to the hospital, and Kay was on her deathbed. She's getting ready to leave here in just a little bit. And when Brother Lloyd went in her room, she come back to consciousness, and she said, Brother Lloyd, I seen mommy over there. I believe that, don't you? Sister Bertha was a great woman.
Yes, oh, yes. Ma'am.
She is a great woman.
Yes, she was.
She said, I've already seen mommy over there. Here's the thing. I mean, that's great. I believe that 100%.
Yes.
But note, you know, Sister Nori, they called her Note. Brother Tom, she was sick when Kay went into the hospital, and Note died while Kay was in the hospital, and nobody ever told Kay because they didn't want to give her bad news while she was already sick. And Kay looked at Brother Lloyd, Brother Ron, she said, I seen mommy over there. And she said, I seen that note. She didn't even know she had passed. She didn't even know she had died. I'm telling you, that's victory, and that's evidence right there for you and I. Amen. It's real. It's real. I know. I know it's real. Oh, we're going over yonder, praise God, and we're going to have a time. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11, the Lord looked at those, amen, he was preaching to. He said, many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They're going to know he called them by name. They're going to know who it is. They're going to know, praise God, each other. I tell you, we'll be able to sit down. We'll expose us, what was it like when you're not facing the Red Sea and Pharaoh coming behind you. We'll sit down with Elijah. Amen. Say, well, amen. Tell us what it's like to have such power with God. Amen. That the chariots of the heaven come and took you out of here. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Can you imagine? We'll sit down with Isaiah. Elamahala mahola mahala mahai. Glory.
Yes, God.
Glory. I'm telling you. We're going to know, ain't we? And these scriptures prove it.
Right.
Tommy Henderson, Angie's husband, said when his mamma was dying, there was a bunch of them in the room, his dad. Of course, that was the dad's mom. His dad was in there and several other family members. And his mom woke up, opened her eyes, looked up, and she told him, she said, they're here. And Tommy's dad, Big Tom, said, yeah, Mom, they're here. They're here. She said, no, they're here. And he said, who's here, Mom? And she told them, she said, Mommy's here. And she had a sister named Frances that had already died. She said, Fran's here. Frances is here. Mommy's here. Maybe another one in the family. And they said, Big Tom said, what are they doing here, Mom? She said, they're here to get me. They're here to get me. They come after me. And just a little bit, she closed her eyes in death and left this world. They come and got her. Amen. They escort. Woo! I said, we're going to know. We're going to know each other. We'll know them by name. We'll know them by recognition. We'll know them by face. Amen. I've told you the story probably. I was preaching in Louisiana, and I was preaching about heaven and some things, and Brother Stacy Holden got up to close the service. He had never even told his children. He's got grown children. He's got grandkids. He never told them before. But he said, we was in Mamaw's room when she was dying, him and Sonia, him and his wife. He said, Mamaw looked up and said, what do you know, twin boys? Now, she'd never seen these boys. Nobody'd ever seen them. Stacy said, well, whose boys are they, Mamma? She said, well, they're yours and mine. And Stacy said, him and Sonia, when they were so young, he said, we were just kids. We just started to hit the field and preach. He said, we had a double miscarriage, and we didn't even know what happened. We didn't even know what was going on. He said, but it was a double miscarriage. He looked at his oldest son. He said, Rylan, you thought you was the oldest. He said, you've got two brothers older than you in heaven right now. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. His mamma had never seen those boys. But when she looked up and saw them, she knew who they was. She recognized, there they are. There's my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Oh, I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. I've got 5 grandkids right now in heaven and 10 on earth. And the ones in heaven are just as real. They're just as real. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to know each other in glory. Let me,
thank you, Lord.
Well, let me say this in a minute. Paul, what he told that church at Thessalonica, he told the Thessalonians, he said, for what is our hope? Talk about him, the preachers. Or joy, or crown, or of rejoicing. What is it? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? He said, for ye are our glory and joy.
Wow. Yes.
What's he saying, Brother Tom? He's saying, at the judgment, when I see you,
that's it.
when you show up at the judgment and Jesus says, well done, enter in. He said, that's my joy when I see you there.
Hallelujah. That's it.
When Brother Ron stands, amen, at the judgment, and he sees you, amen, become, when God calls, amen, the Ashland Pentecostal Holiness Church, amen, you begin to march in. He's going to say, there's my joy, there's my crown, there's my rejoicing. Oh, praise God. I tell you, amen, he said, I'm going to know you over there.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Praise the Lord.
Oh, let me leave you with this. I'm telling you.
Precious, precious.
The Bible said, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40, said, God having provided, take this in, some better thing for us, that they, those that's gone on, they without us, and talking about the Old Testament saints,
yeah,
should not be made perfect. They without us. Now, this has always been a blessing to me, but I never again equated this quite like I have during this study. What Paul was saying is this. Paul said, they will never have their glorified body till we get there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's common sense in a way, because we know the dead in Christ, their body's not going to come out of the ground until the rapture.
Right.
The resurrection is going to happen simultaneously or right before the rapture. They're going to get their glorified body.
Yeah.
And then, you know what that means? They are anxiously waiting for us. They are expecting us. They are desirous for us.
Yes.
It's like this. How many, hey man, we've done it a bunch of times. Be down at Mamaw's house and down at Dennis's. Hey man, and we're waiting for Austin to come in. We're waiting for John and Becky to come in. Hey man, we can't start till everybody gets there. Woo! We can't eat food till we're not going to open no presents till everybody gets there. Amen. They without us can't be made perfect. Oh, the true celebration. They're not going to have a marriage supper of the Lamb till we get there. They're not going to go to the judgment seat of Christ and get their reward till we get there. They're not going to have their glorified body till we get there. Oh, amen. We're going to have a celebration of celebrations. We're going to have a time. Hallelujah! Oh, they without us cannot be made perfect tonight.
Hallelujah.
They're not going to have the celebration till we get there.
Woo.
Oh, would you worship him
praise
in his house?
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
I'll tell you another thing here real quickly, and I'm going to quit. I think we're going to be better off than those that are lost, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the rich man in hell, he knew Abraham. And he recognized Lazarus.
Sure did.
Yes.
Amen.
Sure did.
He was in that other world. He was in eternity there.
Yeah.
And he said, Father Abraham, he remembered his brothers.
Yeah.
He remembered Lazarus. He knew him well. He said, send Lazarus back. I'm telling you what.
Lord.
I think we're going to know more than they know. So that's just something to say to another thing to emphasize. I'm telling you, they're waiting on us.
Yes.
They're waiting on us. I think there's times they come here. There's times they come and see. L.D. Moore, we was having a great service in Richlands. Everybody's shouting and worshiping. And L.D. Moore got up, and Brother Ralph Mooneyhan had preached the first 10 camp meetings at Richlands. And Ralph said, and L.D. said, I saw Ralph Mooneyhan here today. He was here today. I'm telling you, I believe they know some things right now.
Yes, sir.
Don't you wanna do good?
Pray.
Hey man, like Brother Larry, Brother Jason's uncle, his mom and dad died real close together and discouraged him bad. And Brother Larry had a dream, said he's running a race and he got winded and he's about to quit. He said, I can't make it any farther. He said, but I looked up and I saw the finish line. He said, right beyond the finish line, there was mom and dad.
Yeah.
And they were saying, come on, Larry.
Yeah.
Come on, Larry.
Yeah.
Come on, Larry. You can make it. Ooh, he said, I got my second wind.
Yes.
Praise God. Let's stand. Amen. Let's stand. Glory to God. I just want to share that with you. I want to share that with you. Those scriptures, hold on to those scriptures. If the devil ever starts fighting your mind about when you know them, I believe we'll know them well. There ain't no way that I'm going to be in heaven with Sister Evans, and I believe she'll start that laugh. Amen.
Yeah.
She'll look over, and it was an anointed laugh. I'm telling you what, she would get in a laughing spirit more than anybody ever saw.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
She's looked at me and laughed in the Holy Ghost and held her hands up, and oil beer running off of them. Yea, I say unto thee, my children, be not discouraged, but hold on. Yea, look up, for I am with thee. Yea, I say, there's great things ahead of thee, saith the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Let's pray. Let's find a place to pray.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. How I love you, Lord. How I praise you.
It'll be worth it after all, John. It'll be worth it after all. After all of these trials, we'll hear Jesus call. Teachers right from wrong. We need our old fashioned seekers who'll pray all night long. We need some good gospel singers. Make it home. after all, child.